Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I declare open the London 2012 Paralympic Games.
From the opening ceremony for the Paralympic Games last night in London.
Tonight is a celebration of the development of the human spirit, a celebration of the Paralympic movement coming home, and a celebration of dreams becoming reality.
London's Paralympic Games just might be the biggest in history. 11 days of sold-out or nearly sold-out competition showcasing 4,280 athletes from 165 countries, 17 more nations, more than the last Paralympics in Beijing. The London organizers have all along insisted that the Olympics and Paralympics be considered a single continuous global sporting event. And at these games, they may have come close to pulling it off. Joining us now to talk about the games is Ed Hula, editor of Around the Rings, a specialist magazine covering both the Olympics and Paralympics. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hello, John. How are you?
So what is the significance of the Paralympics, and what did the individual at the opening ceremony mean that the Paralympic movement is coming home to London?
Well, this is really the heritage of the Paralympics. In 1948, something called the Stoke Mandeville Games were held in the town of Stoke, north of London. It's where a hospital was operating that helped rehabilitate veterans who were injured during the war. And a doctor there at the hospital came upon the idea of using sport as a way to rehabilitate, to further the rehabilitation of these wounded veterans. And I think there were 16 athletes in the first Stoke Mandeville Games, and they became regular events after that, and until 1960, when the first real Paralympics were held at the Rome Olympic Games. But the real heart, the real root of these Paralympics belongs in England, and so it's a homecoming, if you will.
And there are military veterans participating, particularly on the U.S. team this year. But the games, the Paralympics, have gone way beyond this notion of rehab. Explain.
Well, because there are athletes who are competing who've had disabilities since their youth. For example, Oscar Pistorius, who may be the Usain Bolt of the Paralympics, the Blade Runner, was born without the fibulas in his legs, and he's been running, learning to run on prosthetics for all of his life, not just in the past couple of years, as some veterans wounded in the Afghanistan or Iraq have had to encounter. About 10% of the U.S. team, it's 220-odd members of the U.S. team, about 10% of the U.S. team are wounded veterans.
But this isn't a rehabilitation exercise. This is legitimate sport, and these are events that have their own level of competition, in some cases, that exceeds the competition at the Olympic Games.
Especially if you see an event such as swimming, where you see athletes without limbs just cruising through the water faster than you or I could even dream of swimming. Other sports such as wheelchair rugby or sitting volleyball show extreme agility of movement for these competitors. And then a sport such as goalball, which requires total silence in the hall so that these visually impaired athletes, everybody wears a blindfold in goalball, but they use their hearing to judge the distance and the placement of a ball that has a bell in it before it's shot into a goal. So there's all kinds of physical skills required to be a successful Paralympian, whether you're a swimmer, whether you're playing goalball, or whether you're in the rough and tumble world of wheelchair rugby.
Given the medical changes that have taken place over the last two generations, in that a lot of people are surviving with disabilities they might not have survived with before, how much of a challenge is it for the Paralympics to maintain a sense of categories and classifications and, performance brackets so that the competition stays you know, at a rational sort of comparative level?
It's the most, perhaps the most difficult medical question involved with the Paralympics, the idea of classifications, because some people with depending on what limb you're missing, your level of disability is how you're classified. So there'll be several medals awarded across the classifications. And it's a source of, unfortunately, of cheating. The classification process has become more detailed because there have been cases in recent Paralympics where athletes have been misclassified through false statements, through misdiagnosis, and that's the toughest part of making sure that there's a smooth playing field, an even playing field in the Paralympics, is fair classification systems. And as I say, that's one of the big jobs the medical team at the Paralympics has to face.
That's really interesting. Ed Hula is editor of Around the Rings, a specialist magazine covering both the Olympics and Paralympics. So who are the standout powers, national teams, and individual stars to watch for?
Well, the standout teams will be China. Great Britain will be trying to maybe top the medal table. China has done it the past two or three Paralympic Games, but Great Britain has come in second. The United States will be up there in the medal table, as will Russia, as will Ukraine, another power in Paralympics. So it's sort of the usual suspects, but given the numbers of athletes, looks like China and Great Britain will be competing for to be at the top of the medal table. Outstanding athletes to look for would be Oscar Pistorius from South Africa, the Blade Runner. And in the swimming pool, an extraordinary man from Brazil called Daniel Diaz. A smile as big as the sun in over Brazil, a great personality. He's been sort of the Michael Phelps, if you will, of Paralympic swimming, winning 7 medals in Beijing, and he's on course to perhaps do the same thing here in London.
And the women?
On the women's side, we're looking at the first chance for the United States women's team to snare a gold medal in sitting volleyball, one of the most competitive sports in the Paralympic program.
All right. Great stuff to watch. Ed Hula is editor of Around the Rings, the specialist magazine covering the Olympic and Paralympic movements, commenting on what to watch for in the Paralympics. The opening ceremony was last night. Ed, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure, John. Thank you for calling.